We continue today in lesson number 30 of our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are going to finish the seventh perek today by learning the sixth and seventh Mishnayos of Perek Zayin. So it's Perek Shvi'i, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin, Mishneh Vov. Flowers. Fragrant flowers, haveret, the rose, vahakofer, which Professor Felix identifies as the plant called henna in English, H-E-N-N-A, vahaketof. Ketof is a tree from which a resinous, a kind of a sap, comes out. Goes by various names. The Rambam identifies it with the aparsimon tree. Others say that it is a fragrant wood tree, which is referred to in the famous Mishnah, Hatsuri, Einu Elosirof Hanotef Meyatze Haketof. So it's also a fragrant tree of some sort, Vahalotem. And similarly, lot or lotem is referred to in Chumash, Nechos Utsriva Lot. In Latin, it's the Cistus, C-I-S-T-U-S tree. All of these fragrant flowers, fragrant woods, Yeshlohem Shviyas Vladmeyem Shviyas. Kedusha Shviyas is not only for edible foods, as we saw. It's even true for those plants which are used as ingredients in dyes. So it certainly applies to those plants and flowers which are used for their fragrance. They are subject to the laws of Shviyas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein lak tof Shviyas b'mnei she'eino peri. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with one item, and that is with the ketof tree, which he says Shviyas does not apply to this, because it's not a fruit. It's only wood. And there is no Kedusha Shviyas on wood. There's only Kedusha Shviyas on those things which are what's called Hanaosam Ubiyurom Ke'echot. You get pleasure and yet use them up at the same time. As opposed to this Ketof, which is like wood, which the pleasure comes after you've burned the wood. After the wood's consumed, then the heat comes. So it's a technical issue that Rabbi Shimon has with ketof, but he agrees with a general principle, that is fragrant flowers that we buy for fragrance, etc., are a subject to the Kedusha Shviyas. Now, nowadays, there are flowers which we buy because they look beautiful, not because they smell necessarily very fragrantly, and there's that is a different category which we will not discuss, at least not in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is speaking to flowers which give off a fragrance, a reyach, and therefore they are fully subject to the rules of Kedusha Shviyas. The final Mishnah of Perek Zayin gets into the subject of tarovis, of a mixture. Suppose you have something from Shviyas, which is mixed together with something from Shishis or from Shminis. So the Mishnah begins with an example. Vered Chodosh. You have a new rose, meaning a rose which grew during Shviyas. And you took this rose and you soaked it. You immersed it in a bottle of oil, of olive oil, sometimes done to give a certain fragrance to the oil. So vered chodosh, shekavoshu b'shemen yoshon. So the vered is subject to Kedusha Shviyas. But the olive oil is last year's olive oil from Shana Shishis. So what do you do with it? So the Mishnah says, yilaket es havered. When it comes to this man habiur, whenever in the seventh year there are no more roses in the rose garden, then you have to be mevayer, meaning you have to declare hefker, this vered. So you take the vered out of the olive oil solution and do with it what you wish to do with it, declare it hefker for anybody who wants it. But the olive oil remains not problematic at all. The point here is that a veret chadash does not give excessive fragrance into the olive oil. The veret chadash is too new, too young, to really have an effect upon the shemen. But suppose it's the reverse. V'yoshon bechadash. Suppose you have a rose from year shvius, a fully mature rose, and you immerse it in oil of shminis of the eighth year. So now this vered gave tam, gave fragrance into the olive oil because it's so strong and so potent. So then chayav bebiur. Then you have to be mevaer not only the vered but the shemen as well, because the shemen has absorbed the fragrance from the vered, from the rose. Similarly, or a little bit differently, charuvim chadoshim, boxer, new boxer, meaning boxer from Shvius, from this year, shekevoshon biyayin yoshon, which is being soaked in old wine from Shana Shishis, or opposite, v'yishonim bechadosh, you have charuvim of Shvius being soaked in yayin of Shminis. Chayovim bebiur. In this case, everything requires biur, because charuvim, as opposed to verodim, as opposed to roses, give tam to the yayin, no matter whether they are new or old, whether they are older than the wine or younger than the wine. Either way, the chorav is potent enough to give fragrance into the wine. So zehaklal, the Mishnah summarizes that there's a rule here, a simple rule. Kol shehu b'nosein tam. If the substance, which is a shviyas substance, is strong enough to give a taste to the non-shviyas substance, chayiv levayer, then you have to be mevayer the entire taruvas. Under one condition is that rule apply. That it applies whether it's nosein tam or not, whether it's sufficient to give taste to the other substance or not. That's if min b'she'eino mino, you have a rose with olive oil, or a chorov, a boxer with yayin. Two different minim, then it depends upon no same time. However, umin b'mino, if however, it's two things of the same species, for example, you have shemen shel shviyas with shemen that's not from shviyas, shemen shel shishis plus shemen shel shviyas, then kol shehu. If there's one drop of the shviyas substance in the mixture, you have to be mevayer the entire thing. That's the Rambam's approach. There are other approaches. The Mishnah concludes, shviyas oseres kol shehu b'mino. When it comes shviyas, min b'mino, olive oil with olive oil from shviyas with olive oil from not shviyas, then kol shehu, the slightest drop of shviyas, and the whole thing requires to be eaten b'kdusha shviyas and has to be subject to biur. V'shalobamina, however, if you have a little bit of shviyas substance mixed with substance which is not shel shviyas, then only the kedusha shviyas is only chal on the mixture if the shviyas substance is strong enough to give a taste, to give tam, to give fragrance, to give flavor to the entire mixture. Then you will have to treat the entire mixture, b'kdusha shviyas, and subject it to biur. So we have completed the seventh perek of Masechet Shviyas, and in the process have concluded lesson number 30.